Happy Sunday morning, everyone. I'm Kelly Kirby, better known as the Wonky Penguin, and I am here with Luke Minaldo, better known as the Gifting Crooner. And we have got some puck props for you today. Exactly. I love when you do that. How are you doing, Luke?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Well, it is minus like 30 outside. So
you got that Midwest Chiefs weather.
I do. And, you know, that didn't affect the game at all whatsoever. But yeah, so we've had to carry our dogs in like twice now. So one of our dogs is a big baby about everything. But yeah, so that's how I'm doing. I'm going to be in Mexico in 3 days. So I'm
lucky you.
I'm embracing the wind chill. Yeah, exactly. So speaking of ice and cold, what have you got for today?
Well, first up, cold is and disgusting is what I would call trying to handicap this Capitals Rangers game in terms of the gift, anyway, gift or no gift. The Caps are 20-20, 50-50 across the board, home away, no matter what it is. They're a coin toss. They are, however, 3-2 in their last five, 6-4 in their last 10. As we've talked about, they're getting a little hotter. They're kind of like the Avs. They're one of the teams that had been on the more the NIF to deal with the silent G, NGIFC, yep. No goals in the first 10.
Just like that.
And they're improving. But then the Rangers are 22-19, just a little over like 50 or 0.537 in terms of their percentage. But they are 47% at home, 2-3 in their last five, and they're 50-50 in their last 10 as well. So I would take the no gift just because there's more value, the plus 110. Mm-hmm. There's relative value in the gift at minus 140 because most of the time minus 160 is about as high as you'll see most of the gifts go. But that shows you how like on the razor's edge this is. And so I would not really want to put anything on this game. But if I was, I would put the plus 110 and just get the positive side of that 50-50, essential 50-50 split for me.
Yeah, I'm with you. I do not like this game at all. I would basically, I think, plan to kind of just stay away from it entirely. But it, yeah, and having just played yesterday, and I mean, they're just switching arenas, right? I feel like it could go one of two ways. But with Shesterkin and net, it might be better off going this way. It's just, yeah, it's messy. I agree with you entirely on that one. I have a prop for that game. But as I told you beforehand, I'm like, it's not necessarily a prop that I would like rush out to do, but I've got Artemi Panarin with one power play point, simply because, again, Washington doesn't even give up that many power play opportunities, but the Rangers have a power play percentage of 29, which is second only to the Lightning. And Panarin has 8 power play goals and 17 power play points through only 41 games. Washington is middle of the road in penalty kill. And since they just played yesterday, sometimes I feel like this Metro Division matchup might get just a little bit chippy because they just saw each other. And I feel like in the back-to-back with the same teams, they get a little more frustrated a little bit quicker. So that's what I've got. What prop do you sort of recommend?
Well, ours could go hand in hand. Mine's an Artemi Panarin anytime goal at minus 110. So if it was a power play goal, boom, both of us hitting the same time. He's minus 110. And like we were talking about, when you get to the minus mark, at an anytime goal as a goal scorer, they seem to always find the back of the net more often than not. And he's got 26 goals, which is fifth in the league anyway. And he's got 9 goals in his last 9. And this is just, in a game where there's not going to be a lot of goals, over-unders, I think is 6. And I'd lean towards the under on that. But in a game where there's not going to be a lot of goals, Panarin's always a good bet to light the lamp.
Yep, for sure. Yeah, it is over under 6, and the under is favored. So not by a lot, but enough that I don't expect a lot of scoring here either. So so I'm glad that we flew right through that game. Let's get to the game that should be a lot more fun. We've got Toronto and Detroit. What do you have on the gift side for that?
Well, I have yes, there will be a goal in the first 10 minutes. Vegas seems to think that too. It is at minus 195. Detroit is at 66%. They got 28 gifts this year. They sit at 70% on the road away from Little Caesars Arena. They're hitting at 70%. They're 4-1 in their last 5, 8-2 in their last 10. So they're rocking the gifts. Toronto, they're a little colder recently, 2-3 in their last five, 6-4 in their last 10, but they have a 65% strike rate at home, and they're at 60% overall. The last game between these two didn't cash, but it was in Sweden, so you can kind of throw out that game in terms of a lot. And that's a pretty big variable mixed in.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Once you're, it's hard to judge based on that when neither team has home ice. And when I get to, my big prop for the day, I'm going to explain why home ice in this situation matters a lot more than you would think it would. But, for me, I've got two props that I fairly like actually a lot. The first one is Patrick Kane over one assist. It's at +140 or +140 at bet365. He's been interesting. He's played in 18 games. He has a point in 10 of them. I think Detroit is going to be okay up against Ilya Samsonov? Is it Samsonov?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. You know, I write these names all the time, but I don't say them very often. Samsonov is 5-2, but he's only got that record because his offense bails him out all of the time. He has a save percentage of 0.862 and an adjusted goals allowed of 4.02. So I feel like Kane's going to have his hands in at least one goal, and chances are good it'll be in the form of an assist. I think this game's going to be very high scoring, which means it's going to end up 2-1, but I feel like it's going to be very high scoring. So
no, I agree. I was going to point to that, that save percentage of Samsonov, and James Reimer, I believe, is going to be in net for Detroit, and he's got a 3.41 goals allowed and 0.889. And when I'm looking at GIFs and I see under 0.9 and I see under 90%, I like to think that that gives him, that's a little bit of an edge too, in terms of the GIF is when there's a goalie that's in the 80s, there's just one or two more chances he's letting in, which is could be, you know, early on. And if you're looking for an edge, that's one too.
Yep, for sure. Do you have a prop for the Red Wings?
I do. Again, this is going to be a little more, this is going to be chalk, kind of chalk. And I would parlay these, but I have a anytime goal scorer, Austin Matthews at -120, back to those minus goal scorers. But he leads the NHL with 33 goals. And this is kind of an interesting stat for him. He was held scoreless last night, no goals on one shot. And in his last 18 games, there's only been one time where he's gone back-to-back games without scoring a goal. And coincidentally, that was actually, it wasn't even in the same year because it was his last game of 2023, first game of 2024. And he's got 19 goals in those 18 games. So like I said, because he didn't score last night and it's Austin Matthews, I think he's a lock to score an anytime goal. And that's, and I would pair that with a Dylan Larkin over half a point at -215. He has hit this in his last four and six of the last seven. And that's -215, like I said. So pair that with the Austin Matthews anytime goal to get a better value there.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat on that. Like they're both pretty chalky, but if you put them together, I'm just looking it up right now. I don't, did you see what they were if you parlay them?
No, but it's probably pretty close to even money around there.
Yeah, on DraftKings right now, you get +152.
Oh, there you go.
And like you said, I mean, I like both of those a lot, given this game and given what happened yesterday, which leads me into my crazy prop, baby. I mean, I know it sounds crazy, but just hear me out on this one for just one second. And I'm going to say similar things to what you said about it. They're at home. They're coming off a bad loss against the Avalanche where they had the lead and then just let them chip right back in. And Colorado's definitely a superior defensive team to Detroit. And Nylander was held without anything last night, I believe. Mm-hmm. No point, no nothing. Nothing. He did take four shots, which, again, for the Maple Leafs, like you can always do. You can look at all of their shots on goal and just kind of throw darts. But they do get James Reimer, and he has been terrible on the road, like beyond awful. His save percentage there is 0.871, and he has a 4.16 goals allowed when he's on opponent ice.
Yikes.
So 2+ points is, you know, that's reasonable. I think you're like at +1 something on FanDuel for that. So but I just feel like I think Nylander's going to score at least once. I just feel like he's going to have his hands in everything today. So if he wanted to, I would sprinkle maybe quarter unit, maybe a half unit if you're feeling really like, you know, like you're going to Mexico in 3 days. throw some money on there at plus 370. I think it's worth a shot. But
no, I like that. There's going to be a lot of goals scored today. Again, like you said, that means there's going to be 3 goals scored. But just kind of lumping some things together. And that's something to think about or to find value in hockey is just when if there's going to be a lot – more than a lot, maybe more than any other sport besides basketball, where you mm-hmm. can kind of know who's going to – whose stats are going to correlate more regularly. Yeah. And when you know who's on the line and you're on guys who are on the same line as Austin Matthews and you can say, oh, well, this guy scores a lot of goals. So essentially a lot of he's going to get a lot of assists. The guys on the line are going to get a lot of assists. And it seems like a no-brainer, but if you're going to do same game parlays, it makes sense. Anytime you can have multiple legs of a parlay be taken care of by one event, that's always nice.
It is, and they're going to juice that a little bit more than what you probably want, like which is why I kind of like your Matthews-Larkin pair because they're not correlated in any way, so you're going to get just a little bit more plus money. But today in this game, I would be fine. I mean, I think it's worth piling on just to get a little bit better odds. I also was looking, and I don't do kind of the handicap on the overall like puck lines or whatever, but the Maple Leafs to be leading at the end of one is plus 124. So I feel like that's also something that might be worthwhile. The over 1.5 goals in the first period is minus 180. So I would stay away from that. If you can find over 2.5, I mean, that might be worthwhile, but I'm not really sure where you get that. So that's kind of that's what we've got. Do you have anything else you want to chat about today?
No, I hope you have a good time down in Mexico and stay warm. And I guess we'll be back when you get back.
Yep. So I'll be gone. I'll be back on Wednesday of next week. So then I'm pretty sure we'll probably not on Wednesday, but maybe Thursday weekend. Unless you want to see like my tan, because it will last exactly one day. So I take a lot of photos and hit it up. But yeah, so this is just your reminder. Head over to bettingpros.com. Check out our NHL prep bet cheat sheet. That we have more projections, recommendations for today's slate. You can follow me on Twitter, X at the Wonky Penguin, and you can follow Luke at, I have to take it off all the time. It's at Alidar. Is that right?
Yeah, Alidar 1227. It's a race. It was a racehorse. Long story on that. And then at Mono Sports on Twitter. So perfect. At Alidar 1227 is the Discord handle, and then at Mono Sports on Twitter/X.
Perfect. So we appreciate follows, shares, likes, telling everyone that they should listen to us, getting more people into hockey betting because, you know, especially with the NFL playoffs on today, the difference between the two in terms of how the market is set is just like with the NFL, you are getting nothing. I mean, that market is as tight as it gets, but in the NHL, they've got derivative markets, like I said, like the money line first period and all of this, it's kind of like they set it and let it go. And so you can find more value there. But anyway,
The NFL, you got to really find the corners and edges to get a lot of value. And they sprinkle a lot of, like we've talked about the books, they sprinkle out those 4 or 5 leggers and it's like 3 minus 200s and then like a plus 105. But that plus 105 is like an undervalued plus 105. Right. And that's always that extra leg, you know. So it's really about the NFL is really about kind of thinking of a scenario. I feel like sometimes there's one I was looking at today with CeeDee Lamb's going to score a touchdown. That's just the long and shorter. They're going to find a way for him to score a touchdown no matter what. And he's going to get his yards and he's going to get his catches. Same with Amon-Ra St. Brown. And so you put that together. And I did one of those back the last time these two played a couple weeks ago in the controversial ending. And it was funny. I thought it was kind of a long shot. And it came through on that last, you know, Amon-Ra St. Brown touchdown that people forget about because there was 45 minutes of like reviews and the controversy over all that. But so it's more about kind of thinking about scenarios and what you think are likely. It's just it's just different. It's kind of a different beast parlaying the NFL, definitely more so than the NHL.
Yeah, for sure. And that's kind of what, that's all I meant with it, was just like, you try to, we're trying to get people a little bit more interested in a market that I think is a little, has way more openness to what you want to do. But in an, either case, yeah, give us a follow, give us a like, listen on Spotify. It goes till June. Yeah, it basically goes the entire year. So, and when it's done, you know, you get 5 minutes and then it comes back. So The NHL is the best. But anyway, well, I will see you next week.
And all right, have fun. Be safe.
Have a great rest of your weekend, everybody.
You too. Bye.